Brilliant, thank you so much. We're obviously remembering the goodness of God and all the ways in which he has blessed us. And I just wondered if we, as we think about that, as we begin to think about it, whether we might just play a very sort of, just very, very simple game together. Okay, just, it's ever so simple and it's not embarrassing. At least I hope it's not embarrassing. Right, this game has two parts. Okay, first of all, you have to work out what the word says. And then secondly, if you're a child, I'm particularly hoping that the children will help me with this, you have to find said thing. Okay, you have to find said thing. Okay, so we're going to find out who watches Countdown in the afternoon. Okay, any idea what this word means? Okay, it's an anagram. It's an anagram. Go for it, Samuel. What does it mean? It means apple. Now, I'm looking at any children. Can any children find me an apple and bring it to, could they bring it to me? That's the best thing. Could they bring it to me?
Oh, way to go, way to go, way to go, way to go, way to go. Right, come here. It's lovely to see you. How are you doing?
You good?
Yeah.
Do you know, I know you really well, really, really well. And do you know what? I'm deeply ashamed that I've just forgotten your name. I'm so sorry. Just tell everyone your name.
Jessie.
Brilliant. And I know your mum really well. But you live in a wonderful part of the world. Tell everyone where you live.
Wales.
Excellent, excellent. My mother is Welsh, and I'm very proud of vague Welsh roots. But anyway, tell me, what colour is the apple?
Green.
And how shiny is it?
A bit
shiny. I think it's quite shiny, isn't it? Quite shiny. Could you hold it up so everyone can see? Higher? Higher still. That's it. Look at that lovely shiny green apple. Wonderful. Can we give Jessie a little round of applause? Thank you very much. It's good to see you. You can sit down now if you want to. You can stay up here as well. Okay? All right. Right. Okay. Okay. That's the first one. Okay. An apple. Okay. Isn't it really lovely? Lovely green shine. Look at that. Just lovely. Lovely colour. Lovely, lovely colour. Isn't it? I haven't a clue. But anyway, there we are. Right. Next one. Okay. Now then. To the sharp eyes in you, you might work out that this actually could be one of two things, okay? But just bear with me, okay? Just bear with me. Okay, what might this be to the anagram hunters amongst you? Josiah. It could be a melon, you're quite right. It could be, absolutely, that is, you get a big tick for that, but it's not a melon, okay? It is a... Brilliant. Wonderful. Isn't that very cool? It's a lemon. Come on. Wonderful. Now then. Right. Lovely to see you. Can you tell everybody what is your name?
Ishlyn.
Oh, that's a lovely name. Ishlyn. How old are you, Ishlyn?
Seven.
How did that happen? And what colour is the lemon you've got in front of you?
Yellow.
Can you hold it up so everyone can see? Nice and high. High as you can, like that. Oh, look at that. Right. Does the lemon smell of anything? Does it smell? What does it smell of?
Lemon.
It smells of?
Lemon.
Yeah, it does, isn't it? It does smell of lemon. And do you ever eat lemons? Do you ever eat lemons? No. You might eat lemons in things. That's the thing, isn't it? Because they can give things a really lovely flavour. That's wonderful. Brilliant. Could you put it on the table next to the apple? Lovely. Wonderful. Can we ever give Ishlyn a little round of applause? Wonderful. Right. Okay. Next one. Okay. Gnoro. Can anyone think what that might be? Anyone think? Okay, you Countdown people. Anyone think? Okay. Gnoro. Anyone got it? Hazel. It's an orange. Ready to go. Lovely. Here we go. Right. Tell everybody your name.
Manuela.
Excellent. And Manuela, how old are you?
Six.
Excellent. Very good. And what colour is the orange?
Orange.
Yeah. What does the orange smell of? Can you smell it?
smell like orange.
It does smell like orange, doesn't it? Yeah, yeah, yeah. But does it have a nice feel? Does it feel nice in your hands?
No.
Oh, yeah, no, the answer to that is yes, it does. Okay, yes, it does. It feels lovely. Right, can you put the orange on the table next to those things? Can we give Emmanuel a big round of applause? Well done. You can stay up here if you want, or you can go and sit down, whichever you prefer. Okay? It's entirely up to you. You can stay here with me, or you can go and sit down, whichever you prefer. You're going to stay with me. Way to go. Right. How about I'll give you a job then. Can you just touch that there? No, next one down. There we are. You see? Okay, that's the orange. Okay. Right. Can you touch the next one? No. Oh. Never work with... Right. I know no. What is the I know no?
No.
Simon. No. Onion. It's an onion. Right, here we go. We got an onion. Way to go. Wonderful. Right. That is... Hang on. Can you hold it up for everybody? There it is. It's quite a big one, isn't it? Okay. What's your name?
Harlan.
Oh, hang on. I've not got enough wire. What's your name?
Harlan.
And how old are you?
Seven.
And did we see your sister just now?
Yeah.
Excellent. Do you always get on well with your sister?
Sometimes.
Lovely. How does the onion feel in your hands? What sort of feel has it got?
It's hard.
It's hard, isn't it? It's hard. You know how you can bite an apple like that? Can you bite an onion like that? You can't, can you? You can't, no. It's too hard, and it would be a bit, bleh. But you can chop it up very carefully when your mum is helping you, and you can fry it in some butter or some oil, and then you can eat it, and it's gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous, and you can put it with things, and sometimes, in a couple of weeks' time, we're going to have a firework evening, and we're going to have sausages, you can have vegetarian sausages, and do you know what we're going to put on the sausages? Have a guess. Ketchup, good answer. What else might we put on the sausages? Mustard. What else might we put on the sausages? Pardon?
Mayonnaise.
Okay, we've done ketchup, we've done mustard, we've mayonnaise. What else might we put on the sausages?
Onions.
Yay! We might put onions on it. Brilliant. Round of applause, please. Thank you very much. Should I put that there? Lovely. Great. Right. You're going now. Okay, all right. See you in a minute. Okay, so that was an onion. Right, now then. It's been getting a bit easy, so we're just gonna give you a bit of a challenge on this one, okay? Okay, right. Now then. Aegean Tromp. God. You can tell people who are used to word things. Okay. Can you tell me? Go for it. Pomegranate. Wait, that's so cool. Wonderful. Have we got a pomegranate? We have got a pomegranate. Wonderful. Look at that. Wonderful. Now then, Michael, tell everyone your name.
Michael.
Excellent. And how old are you?
9.
9. How cool is that? Which school do you go to?
St. John's School.
Excellent. What year are you in?
Year 4.
Oh, that's very cool. What's the name of your teacher?
Mrs. Begum.
Is she nice? Always. Excellent. Very good. And what are you going to be when you grow up?
A cricketer.
Excellent. But you're going to play for... Who are you going to play for? This is serious. Who are you going to play for? What?
India.
Who?
India.
Pardon?
India.
England.
India.
England.
India.
England.
India.
India have got far, far too many good cricketers. We've only got a very small number. Okay, as we've just seen, because we got our bottoms kicked
by Pakistan.
Really badly. Anyway, India just got the bottom kicked by New Zealand. Anyway, I'm digressing. That's very good. Can you show everybody the pomegranate? Look at that. What colour?
Red.
Excellent. Do you know how you eat a pomegranate?
You need to cut it.
Yes.
First you need to wash it, then you cut it, then you need to take the red bits out, then eat it.
Excellent, yes. Quite carefully, actually. It takes quite a long time, but it is nice. Yeah. Right. Do you want to put the pomegranate on there? Wonderful. Round of applause for Michael. Is that okay? Right. Okay, just a couple more. Okay. Bunjira.
Any ideas? Bungeera. Any ideas? I'll give you a clue. Janet. Aubergine. Oh, look at that. Hannah, how are you? What's your name?
Hannah.
Excellent. How old are you, Hannah?
8.
Excellent. Which school do you go to?
St. John's Church of England Primary School.
Well, that's a very good name, Ed. And are you in the same class as Michael?
Yes.
Excellent, excellent. Right, and what colour is the aubergine?
Purple.
Purple, yes. How does it feel in your hands? How does it feel?
Smooth.
Smooth. Go back to the apple thing. Can you eat that with it? Can you do that with an aubergine?
No.
No. Do you know what you have to do?
Cut it up.
Cut it up and cook it, yes. But then it can be really, really, really nice. And sometimes they go really big, don't they? You can get really long ones. And do you know there are some people who call them eggplants? What do they call them eggplants for? I don't know that. Anyway. But do you know the German word for aubergine? No, neither do I. That's all right. That's good. Okay, do you want to put that up there? Let's give Hannah a round of applause. Wonderful. Thank you very much. Right, okay. Right, very good. Oh, no, there's two more. Sorry, there is two more. Now then, two words. Okay, two words. And there. I hope I've got this right. Yes, I have. But it's not in that order. It's two words, but they're different. Okay? Pardon? Butternut squash. How cool is that? How did you do that? Here we go. That's very cool. Samuel, excellent. Nice to see you. Right. Could you hold it up for everyone to see? Very cool. Samuel, what's your name?
Samuel.
Excellent. And how old are you?
11.
11. You've just started a new school, haven't you?
Yeah.
Which school are you at now?
Camp Hill Boys.
Excellent. How, on a scale of 1 to 10, how hard is it at the school?
With 1 being...
One being the lowest, like, is very easy. 10 being, oh, brain ache.
7.
Oh, very good. Excellent. And how is your singing going? How's that going?
Okay.
Excellent. Very good. Now, butternut squash. Do you know how to cook that?
Yes.
You do?
Cut it and then you need to fry it.
Right. To be absolutely honest, I don't know how to cook those. And not that I do a lot of cooking in our house, but I don't know how to do that. But I know people do cook them and they end up jolly tasty. So, well done. Do you want to put that there? Round of applause to Samuel. Thank you very much. Right. Now then, last one. This is like the water jump, okay? Right. Last one. Can you do this one? I'm not giving you any help at all. Can you do it? Can you do it? Can you do it? Can you do it? Hazel, go for it. Oh, a round of applause for Hazel. Look at that. Do you know, that's very... Who is the lady who used to do Countdown? What was her name called? Carol Vorderman. Our very own answer to Carol Vorderman. Right. Red Hot Chili Pepper. Can anyone find a Red Hot Chili Pepper? Okay? There is one in church. There is one. Anyone find one? Hey, look. Like that. We'll come in a minute. Like that. Yeah. Anyone find one of those? No? No? Just what? I'll show you where it is. Go. Hey! Well done. Lovely. Can you hold it nice and high so everyone can see it? There it is. Right, Jaden, tell everyone your name.
Jaden.
Excellent. And how old are you?
5.
5, brilliant. And are you in reception or year 1?
Year 1.
Excellent. And
And are you enjoying school?
Yep.
Brilliant, brilliant. Now then, this red hot chili pepper. Can you go like this with red hot chili peppers? You can't, can you? No, 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 no. You have to chop them up like that, and you throw them in your dinner, and you make some really like that. But they're really very nice indeed. So they're very splendid. So do you want to put that on the table for me? Okay. That's brilliant. Thank you. Let's give Jaden a big round of applause. Well done. Thank you so much. Right. That's just a bit of fun to get us thinking together. These are just a few things that you can buy on the Stratford Road. And there's sort of dozens, if not scores, 20, 30, 40 different sorts of fruit and vegetables on our wonderful, wonderful Stratford Road. And you can buy these different things, and because they're always there, we might sometimes sort of take them for granted. But they are just a little sign, a little picture of the wonder and the glory of God's creation. Just the variety of it. The different shapes and sizes and colours and tastes and textures, all the different ways in which God gives things for us to enjoy and to be blessed by. So whether it's fruit or vegetables or the sunshine, the blue skies, the grass, the parks, the birds, the animals around us, these are all signs of God's blessing. That he wants us to enjoy the world that he has created. So God has given these things to us for us to enjoy. But more than that, he also asks us to look at them. I don't know if you noticed in the reading that Viren read for us. Jesus is speaking, and he's speaking about the need not to worry. He says, do not worry. And on two occasions, he points to the natural world. Jesus says, look at the birds of the air. They don't sow or reap or do all these things. They don't gather up, you know, crops and things. But your heavenly Father feeds them. And then he says, see the grass of the field, the flowers of the field. Look at them. See how beautiful they are. Okay? And it says, not even Solomon, King Solomon, the richest and most well in and blessed of the Israelite kings, not even Solomon in all his glory was arrayed like one of these. And when you see a flower and you look at it and you think, that is phenomenal, isn't it? That is beautiful. And even here in Spark Hill, where sometimes we have sort of more litter than flowers, we still have flowers. We still have beauty all around us. So Jesus says, look. Look at these things, and you will see the hand of God. You will see how good and generous and gracious he is. You will see that God loves you and that he wants to bless you. So look and also learn. Learn. Look, these things don't get all stressed out with the things that we get stressed out with, are they? Do you know, anxiety and stress and sort of low mood, these are our modern epidemics, aren't they? They happen to many of us much of the time. And Jesus is right on the money. He says, look, people are worrying. Look at all that God has given and learn to trust in God. Not to then sort of sit back and say, well, that's it then. God's just going to give me everything on a plate. No, he doesn't say that. He says, live in the light of the fact that God is good. Live in the light of the fact that God is generous. Live in the light of the fact that God wants you to thrive. And he says, seek first God's kingdom, and all these things will be added to you as well. Keep your eyes on God. Live how he wants you to live. Love as he wants you to love.
And you will find that these other things begin to drop into place, that you are blessed. Look, learn, and live. God wants us to enjoy what he has given us. He wants us to learn that he is good, that he wants to bless us, and he wants us to live as his people, seeking his kingdom first and enabling him to bless us. Amen.